The sugyas of Vedikos, Bishav Tashmish, and Simen Kuf Pei Vav, if they lives up to it. But the Chalapach to see the sugya on daf Yiralaf Yud Beis. The Gemara says Yud Beis Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanon Isha Shein Laveset Asur LeShamei Shein La Loiksuba VeLoiPeris LeMizaynis VeLeBlois VeYoyti VeLeMazder Lomis Divrei Rabbi Meir. Pchanina Meretikim Nisaymer Meshameshes LeShnei Edim Heini Visua Heini Tikinua. Mishumah Bachanan Amru. Whether or not a isha that doesn't have a vest is mutter to stay married to her husband or not. According to Rameh or not, according to Chanina Tignis, yes. It's not clear exactly what the machlekes is, what the nekudas of machlekes is. What were they talking about? The Hemshach Gemara says, Amr of Yehuda Amr Shmuel halachik of Chanina ben Antignois. We pass in like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus that a isha she'in lo vested is still allowed to stay married to her husband. Ubimai frak the Gemara mamanav shoch iba asuka b'tayres ha'amr shmo chazazimro. If Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus was talking about asuka b'tayres, then Shmuel already said chazazimna that kol avayla lo yivayi b'dika and all the tayres you need. Now just to clarify one thing that the Rishonim speak out, the Ran speaks this out. Many of the Eilim were bothered by this. How can you say that Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus was talking only about a Sukkah B'Tayres? The Machlekes says if they have to get divorced or not. As they factor Ran, he says, Zichr, in Echonami, Kenzan Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus was also talking about Ba'ilo, but when Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said the Halach is like him, it meant only Benegea to Tayres and not Benegea to Ba'ilo. So, Iba Sukkah B'Tayres, if Shmuel said the Halach is like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus, in Asuka B'Tayres, Amar Shmuel Chazazimna, we don't need this member of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Iba Shein Asuka B'Tayres, if it's coming to Mechadish that we pass on Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus that you need B'dikos, Koy de Menachar Tashmish, even Labayla, I, Amar Kol Labayla Boy B'dikos, it's zero. One of Shach, if it's Asuka B'Tayres, he already said that. If it's not Asuka B'Tayres, he says that not Asuka B'Tayres doesn't need. Damer Zerah Vavar V'Yerah Amar Shmuel, Isha Shein Lavesa Tassur L'Shamish Ashatibdek, Bokim Lavesa Asuka B'Tayres, Dafka Asuka B'Tayres. And for the Gemara, man the Masniho, the Masniho. The one that said this member didn't say that member. And the Dvarim Stumim, the Gemara is not Mefarish, the Gemara asked the Maman of Shach. Are we talking about a Sukkah B'Tayres or not a Sukkah B'Tayres? And the Gemara doesn't answer which one we're talking about. Memele Rashi brings down, it's Machlekes Rishenim, which one are we talking about? Are we talking about a Sukkah B'Tayres or are we not talking about a Sukkah B'Tayres? Rashi says in the first chat, this is how Rashi goes to Halacha, is that in Echonami, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus was talking about Dafka and Isha, who is a Sukkah B'Tayres. We have another member of Bishem Shmuel that such a isha is chayiv and such a isha is not asuk b'tayres is not chayiv. In Echonami, man the masnihol, masnihol. There's no machlekes whatsoever. Everybody passes like a chaninu ben Antignus. There's no machlekes. There's just two members that say the same thing because one person didn't hear the other member. On the mail, the Gemara brought down two members. The Rach, on the other hand, he learns like the second pshat which is brought down in Rashi. Then no, in Echonami, tzaka machlekes. That when the Gemara says man de masniho le masniho, it means that Rabbi Chanina, he passed me Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus even by not a Sukkah B'Tayres, even the Baila, or Isha needs B'dikas koy de menachar tashmish. Shmuel said lehedya kol a Baila loy boy B'diko. You're right, it's machlekes. Man de masniho le masniho. One person passed me like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus. One time they said b'shem Shmuel that we passed me like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus, that in Echonami kol a, even la Baila you need B'dikas. And one man d'amar says no. Kol abayla loy boy b'dikas. It's machlekes. How do we pass from the halacha l'maisa says the Rach? We pass from the tzad that halacha is like b'chanina ben Antignus that even labayla you need b'dikas. Kum tois that it's mamish mikotza lakotza to first day the Gemara. Pashup shan the Gemara. Man d'masni hola masni hola maskanos haGemara. Does the isha she'in laveset always need b'dikas or isha she'in laveset never needs b'dikas? That's the two machim that come out of the Gemara. The third mahalach is mevor in the Rif. The Rishonim bring down from the Rif. Rif, it's not over here, it's not in Shavuot, even in Ksuvos. The Rif learns a totally different shot. The Rif learns that Isha that doesn't have Shein Laveset, in Echonami she doesn't need B'dikas all the time, and in Echonami you can't say that she never needs B'dikas. She needs to be Machzik herself three times as the Ein Arayah Machmas Tashmish. If she sees Machmas, she is B'dik three times, if she sees in Echonami she's going to be a Arayah Machmas Tashmish and have to get divorced. However, if she doesn't see any of the three times, she's machzik herself that she's in Arayah Machmas Tashmish and she's fine, which means l'chora that really he passes like the Rach that labayla needs b'dikas. However, if you machzik yourself as in Arayah Machmas Tashmish, then in Echonami that's enough. Now, even though you could stim this l'chora the way the Rishonim stem it with the Lashon HaGemara, that which it says, Rav Chanina ben Tzvi says that Mishamesh b'shnei edim, it means the first three times, but where did he get this from? He Zichr didn't see this in the Gemara. L'chor it's Tamua. Where did the risk come from? Now that we have the pshat, maybe we can stump that into the Gemara. The shal is, where did the risk see this in the Gemara b'chlal to say such a pshat? L'chor the pashas is like all of the rest of the Rishonim that say not this way. Either you always need b'dikas, you never need b'dikas. Rav Chanina ben Tzvi is not mechalik b'chlal. Meichat eis to say that three times yes, and after that no. That's l'chor just in pashat havana. Where did the risk come from? If they say in every shver Rambam, there's always what's pshat in the Rambam, and what does he do with the sugya that says not that way? But that's what we have over here. What do you do with the sugya that says they're not that way? L'chor you have the sugya is mefurish, not like the Riff. Now the Riff says, he says, if you're machzik yourself as the Einar Raya Machmas Tashmish, Harei Kishar Kol Anoshim Sheyesh Lahen Veset Shein Entzichas B'dikas L'Tashmish Klal. If she's machzik herself as the Einar Raya Machmas Tashmish, then Einar Hanami, she's Harei Kishar Kol Anoshim Sheyesh Lahen Veset, that they don't need B'dikas. Now he named on Kibshute Kila Achar Yad, not like the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that even a Isha Sheyesh Lahen Veset needs B'dikas. The Riff says that if she's maxing herself, she's like Isha Sheyesh Leveset. And what's the halacha of Isha Sheyesh Leveset? Shita Sarambam is that even though Isha Sheyesh Leveset Medina doesn't need B'dikas beforehand, but she needs B'dikas afterwards. Not only that, as the Olam saw, it's really the Lashon of the Rambam. Rav Kiva Eger doesn't quote it from the Rambam, but the Rav Kiva Eger and Sif Aleph brings down that the Rambam holds that a Isha that has a Veset is Mechiv and B'dikas, even if she's a Mitzulekas, even if she's a Menekas Muberes, and even if she's a Zekain or a Yolda, even if she's a Ketana. That means a woman, it's Lachara Tmua, a woman that's 85 years old, she hasn't seen in 30 years, and nevertheless she needs B'dikas, Achat Ashmish. The Shal is, what's the Pshat Bechlal in such a Chshash? Lachara, Kokama that she has, besides the fact that she has a Cheskes Tari, she has a Vest, there's no reason to be Choshish Bechlal that the Dam should come at a different time. So Lachara, you could say, that in a chanami, the pshat is to be mechayiv them. The reason why you're doing a b'dika after tashmish is just in case there was dam to be mechayiv machatas. But it's mevur lecher in the gemara that you can't say that. The gemara says you're not supposed to do b'dika right after tashmish. Shlei libenek for your perish. And they ask on the Rambam, how could the Rambam say that you always need b'dika after tashmish lecher? The gemara says lehedi not that way. Shlei libenek for your perish. And for the rishonim, the basis brings down that you're right. The Rambam shita is you're not going to be b'dika right away after tashmish. It's a little bit afterwards. A few seconds afterwards that there's no chshash chatos, there's no chshash, they're going to be mechayim machatos. In such a case, there's no libra nekfeh, because even if she finds dam, he's never going to be mechayim a carbon. So then what's the purpose of the b'dika for? You're not being mechayim machatos, and there's no chshash really, what's the purpose? Ulai, the pshat is that even Oshem Tola, l'chur, if it's Oshem Tola, then it also have the same libra nekfeh your purse. So it has to be that it's after Oshem Tola also, which is not so far. We're talking about 6 seconds, 8 seconds, 10 seconds. We're not talking that many. But l'chur b'pashas is also after Shas Ashram Toli. Or else you have the Libra Nekfei. The l'chur, the pshat is, al derech that which it says, kol ha'yad amar b'livdek erezim mishubachas. We saw this in Kuf Peidalat, it's Gemara and Daf Yud, it's Mishnah and Yud Gimel, that kol ha'yad amar b'livdek b'noshim mishubachas. The halacha is that any time, even a woman that has a vest kavua, and that's how it's kipaskin in Kuf Pei Dalet. Even a woman that has a vest kavua, the halacha is she should be boydek as often as possible. Kol hayad amar b'livdek erez mishubachas. Why? What are we choshish for? The answer is that even though b'etam she has a cheskes tayro, but since it's efshir livrei and you could be mevar more, it's better to be mevar. Don't follow the zechon hachazaka if you know if you have a way to be mevar it. Memeila be mevar as much as possible. Therefore, even though a woman has a vest kavua, they were misakin kol amiyad amar b'livdoi kareizim mishubachas. There's no chiyuv. You're not mechuyiv to mivar. But there are certain times, says the Rambam, that even a yisha sheish leves is mechuyiv to mivar. When there's something that could be gerim or re'io, like a maisa tashmish, which has the yichilis to be gerim or re'io. And that's the reason why we're purish tamach leves, that has the yichilis to be gerim or re'io. Nevertheless, even if she has a ves kavua, there's something here which could be gerim or re'io. Here there's a chiyuv to be boydik, even though she has a ves kavua. Which means, there's always an Indian not to be semich on her cheskes tayra. Always an Indian not to be semich on the fact that she has a ves kavua. Generally, we say erez mishubachas. You're not mechuyev to. Once she's oisik in something which could be ger meriyo, then says the Rambam or mechuyev, it's mutl on her to be mevar aidei b'diko. Now this shayla of why are you chayv in a bedikah afterwards, Betzem, that's lachor shleil. We asked it on the Rambam shleil b'delchasa. But Betzem, you can ask it even a b'delchasa. Even lefi, a isha sheyesh leveset, shein leveset, a woman that doesn't have a vest. And the halacha is, the Rush says, she's mechuyiv in bedikahs, koyed menachar tashmish. You could ask the same similar question on the Rush, what's the episode of mechuyiv in bedikah, lachar tashmish? The Hainu. He brings down the riff. The riff says that a woman that doesn't have a vest is mechuyiv to be machzik herself as an inner nachas tashmish. That means she has to be boydik three times after tashmish to make sure that she's not seen. In fact, the Rush, what does it help you to be boydik after tashmish? What's the chshash? The chshash is she's going to be pierced in either b'shas tashmish. What's it going to help you to be boydik after tashmish? That's first of all. And second of all, even if she's machzik herself, what does it help you to be machzik yourself? Three times she didn't see machzik tashmish. The chshash is that she's going to be pierced in either. And if she's going to be pierced in either b'shas tashmish, then it doesn't make a difference how many times she didn't see. It's nothing to do be'etzem with the ma'isa of tashmish. It's at any given time this woman might be able to see. So you can't do anything that's a chashash karis, because maybe she's going to be seeing at that time. Memela says the Rush, in a chanami, that's not pshat on the Gemara like the Rif. Rather, pshat on the Gemara is, she's not mechuyiv in bedikas. When it says that she's mechuyiv in bedikas, it doesn't mean him and her lachar tashmish like the Rif learns. Rather, it means two bedikas, one before tashmish and one after tashmish. You're mechuyiv to do bedikas before and then afterwards to be mevar whether or not she's roi machmas tashmish. Now, how does that help? How does that answer his question? He asked, maybe she's going to be pierced in nida bidyuk b'shas tashmish. So what's it going to help you to do bedikas always beforehand? You always have the chashash that she's going to be pierced in nida b'shas tashmish. L'chura pshat is that he understood in a chanami, there's no way to be mevar it. But kama that you could be boydik, that you're going to be have a chiv to be boydik right before tashmish, then at least you know for the last 10 hours she wasn't pierced in either. The way that he learned in the riff, you're not doing any bedikas before tashmish. So memela, she could have been pierced in either any time. It's not just right now. She could have been pierced in either any time over the past 12 hours or 24 hours since the last time she did a bedika, and he would have no idea. Therefore, zokter, it can't be that you're not boydik before tashmish. What's a bedika after tashmish going to help you? Zokter and chanami, you always have to be boydik before tashmish. You're going to have those 5 minutes after the bedikah, then maybe she's going to be pierced in nida. Kinira and chanami, you don't have to be choshish for that. For those 5 minutes, Yitaka don't have to be choshish. And Ken Zayin, this is the way some of that friend want to learn, that Remeir that is choshish for those 5 minutes, because the Remeir is choshish to miyuta. You're right, it could be in those 5 minutes, to narrow it down to 5 minutes to say, this is where she's going to see. And the chanami, we're talking about choshish. Remeir was choshish to miyuta. Remeir was choshish even in those 5 minutes. Now, if you're not choshish, if the chash is that maybe she's going to be pierced in nido, and that's why you have to be breathing before to make sure that she wasn't pierced in nido, and for those 5 minutes you're not sure she's going to be pierced in nido, so why do you have to be bedikah afterwards? According to the Rush, what's the reason to do bedikah afterwards? You're not sure that the tashmish is gurim. You're chashish that she's going to be pierced in nido, and pierced in nido, you did a bedikah before to make sure she wasn't pierced in nido, and to be chashish that she's going to be pierced in nido b'shas tashmish, you're not chashish, or else you wouldn't matter her. So then why do you do bedikah achar tashmish? To find the dam that we're not chashish for? What's the reason for the bedikah achar tashmish? Similar to what we just asked in the Rambam, he was going by Isha Sheish Lavested. We're going by Isha Shein Lavested. But whoever you're understanding that Isha Shein Lavested, the reason why she's allowed to be Masham, she's being chirlik on the Rambam, on the Rif. And he's saying there's no reason to do bedikah achar tashmish. It's not going to help you. You have to be chashish, maybe she's going to be pierced in nido. So you have to do pierced in nido before tashmish. You did bedikah before tashmish. How does it help you for b'shas tashmish? Elamai, you're not precious for those 5 minutes. Then what did she do with the Gacha Tashmish for? So maybe you could be madcha and say that in a chanami, you talk not precious lechatchilo, but kol ma'adev shelevruim mevarinam. You have a way to be mevar if she saw machmas tashmish. Memela, be mevarin. In other words, I'm going to allow you to be meshamish because there's no way for her to be meshamish without a she did a bedikah 5 minutes before tashmish. What do you want her to do? I have to give her a 5 minute leeway that she can be meshamish that we're not going to be precious. So I'm going to allow her to be mishamish, even though there's always that chash that maybe she's going to be pierced in either. But lamaisa afterwards, check. Be mevar afterwards. Kol ma'adav shelevruim mevarinon. See if she was pierced in either, b'shas maisa. The truth is, if you look at the lashon of the Rush, the lashon of the Rush is mashma that in a chanam, we're talking about chishish. He says, the lashon of the Rush is, hein tikinua, hein ivisua. He says, what are those two Bedikas, Hilko Choyanir Lafarish, Mishameshes Bishnei Edim, Echer Lifnei Tashmish, Vecher Lacher Tashmish. Hein Ivusio, Oysed Lacher Tashmish, Leida ha'ivus dechayish leila derebi meir. To know the ivus that Remeir is chayish for, or that we're chayish for according to Rebbe Meir. Shema tifres nida tachtov. The reason why you bait afterwards is for the chashash of Remeir. And the reason why you bait beforehand is because we're not chayish for Rebbe Meir. So what are you being waiting afterwards for? If you're not chayish for Rebbe Meir, so what are you waiting afterwards? It's the proof, not like Remeir. It's the proof. I'm showing you, not like Remeir. We're not chayish. We're not choishish, and therefore I'm going to mat you to be mishamish, and I'll allow you to do b'diga afterwards. Lafuke mi meir, to show that in a chanami we're talking about choishish at that time that a woman is going to be pierced in either. Now, that's all in the shot of the rush, but that's the riff. If you look at the basis, the basis brings down the ran answers the rush's kasha. In fact, the rush, what does it help you to be mat yourself as the inner ray, machvas tashmish? Maybe she's going to be pierced in Nida. Three times she didn't see Machas Tashmish. We always have to be Choshesh. Hey, maybe she's going to be pierced in Nida. She has Tashmish. Says the Beis Yosef, that's only according to the way that you understood the Rif. However, the Ran has a different Pshat on the Rif. The Ran says Pshat on the Rif is that we're Choshesh that this woman, because she doesn't have a vest, so what's Gerim her to see? She doesn't have a day of the month that's Gerim her to see. She doesn't have a cycle of a certain amount of days that's Gerim her to see. So what causes her to see? We have no idea. She must see because of something. Probably because of something that she eats or something that she bumps into. So since it's mikrim that are gerim her to see, it's not days, then it could be that the mikra of tashmish also is gerim. You have to be chayshish. Maybe the mikra of tashmish is gerim. And therefore, be machzik yourself three times that she's in her machzik tashmish, and then she's good to go. Kum tais the feeder riff, like kashim yidi, the question of the rush. The whole question of the rush is maybe she's going to be pierced in Ido. No one's chayshish for those 5 minutes that she's going to be pierced in Ido. We're chayshish because tashmish is a gerim. Since Tashmish could be Germer to see Dam, Mamela, you have to be Choshish that maybe the Tashmish was Germer to see Dam. Once you master yourself three times and the Tashmish wasn't Germ, then in a Hanami, she doesn't have to be Choshish. Now, Lachura, besides being a difference in Pshat and the Rif, Lachura is an Askamina Ladino over here, between the way that the Rush learned the Rif and the way that the Ran learned the Rif. What's the halacha of a woman who never sees before day 26? When does she get her period? That was, I think, the earliest time that when we took our poll last month. The earliest was day 25 from the woman. Anywhere, the range was anywhere between 25 and 60. Standard was somewhere between 25 and 32. 35, 25 and 35, I think it was. So now, the standard woman doesn't get her vest before day 25. She wants to be Mekayim the Din of the Rif, to be Mastik herself as the Inner Rayah Machas Tashmish. Can she be Baidik during those first 25 days? The first 12 days after her vest, she's Aser. Day 12, 13, she goes to the mikvah. From 13 to 25, where she never sees, can she be Mastik herself as the Inner Rayah Machas Tashmish? Do Badik is to advise that she's not seeing Machas Tashmish? It depends how you learn. According to the Rush, the Chash is, maybe she's going to be Peris Nida. She's never Peris Nida at this time. There's no Chash. She never sees before day 25. So there's no Chash whatsoever. So to be Mastik herself as the Inner Rayah Machas Tashmish, she never would have seen now anyhow. There's no chash whatsoever. It's only at the time that she's rogel to see, then you have to be chayshish. But mainly you can't be master yourself either as she's not, as the Ein Rei Machas Tashmish. Masha'inkin, if you learn like the Ran, that the Tashmish could be good for her to see, so then even during the days that she's not rogel to see, but if she has a germ, then maybe she'll see. But mainly she could be master yourself. I saw Ramesh and Shuvah wants to sign it. Maybe the Tashmish is only germ once she gets a certain amount of time. In the Khanami, once she has a certain amount of dam, then in the Khanami, we saw such a Muslim. We saw kfitzes with days could be germa. You could have a morkov of 35. A woman sees with kfitzes and days. She needs a certain amount of days to be germ for the kfitzes to be able to knock it out. But before the kfitzes won't knock it out, you need two things together. In a Khanami, maybe la halacha. We'll talk to la halacha. What's the halacha? Can you be masking yourself in those days? Now, lefina ran, we have the shver kasha fakert. Why do you need a particular koydim tashmish? What's the reason for bedikah before tashmish? According to the Rif, the chash is that maybe the tashmish is gerimer to see. So what do you need the bedikah before tashmish for? There's no chash that she saw beforehand. She's the isha shein lavet, but she has a cheskes tayra. What do you have to be chashish? The whole chash over here is that maybe the tashmish is going to be gerimer to see. The meila, there's no reason lachar for bedikah beforehand. The truth is that kama v'kama rishenim, the rush included, understood that in a harami. According to the Rif, there is no chiv for bedikah beforehand. However, the Beis Yosef Nendon bepashtus that there's a chiv. He says it's so poshut according to the Rif, that you need a bedikah before Tashmish, that he didn't even have to say it. If he told you that you need a bedikah afterwards, it's so posh that you need a bedikah before and you don't even have to say it. Something that everybody, all the Rishanim, are trying to figure out. What's up is that you need it. Zakta basis, it's so posh, you didn't have to say it. Why is it so posh? Why is it so posh that you need a bedikah beforehand? So, there are those that say that the Sitra Tara goes this way, the Drisha mentions this. He says that Migu debayi b'dika l'achar tashmish, moi b'dika k'edim tashmish. In the Chanami, the same way that the Gemara says this. Gemara says on Yud Alpha and Beis, since you need b'dika achar tashmish, you need b'dika before tashmish. Memela, Chokam and the Drift tells you need b'dika afterwards, you need b'dika beforehand. Now, I think every single solitary Chavrusa Shaf in the Chabura asked me, what's found in this Gemara? Now, ala Gemara, anu mitzaren ala rishenis vata meivin lanu es ha-chadoshim, like the Mishnah says. You're telling me it's just like the Gemara. The Gemara itself is tumuah, for sure, to say that shat l'halach l'maisa. The Gemara says that a woman who is Isaac b'tairis needs to do this, since she has to do b'dika after tashmish, migu deboi b'dika l'tairis, she needs a b'dika also l'bayla beforehand. Rashi says, why does she need a b'dika l'tairis? Because tashmish could be gurmer to see. So then how do we understand the migu? Since she needs a b'dika for tairis after tashmish, which is a gurm, she needs a b'dika beforehand, there's no gurm. The only reason you need a b'dika afterwards of tairis is because you had a gurm of tashmish beforehand, there's no gurm. What's the pshat? So the Rishonim bring down a Rashi, which is not by us. On Daf Tezayin, Rashi says this, and this is Nageh Halach Lamais and Sif Beis. Rashi says that the bedika that you do, Levay Lakedim Tashmish, you don't have to look at till tomorrow morning. You don't have to look at before Tashmish. What's up, Shah? Where's the bedika Levay then? There's no bedika Levay. You're not checking. You're only checking the next day. So that's not Levay Lakedim. It's mevur lechur that Rashi understood that even the bedika lebayla just meant before tashmish lebayla. But in a chanami, the ikur is for the tyrants. We want to know if you did a bedika afterwards and you saw a dam, when did that dam come? Was it there already before tashmish, or it didn't come before tashmish? But it's not be'etzem dematzer lebayla. All the Rishonim ask across the board, the Rajba, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Ran, I don't know if the Ramban, the Rajba, they all ask, they say, what do you mean? So that's not a bedika lebayla. It says, Migu the boy, Bidikla Tarit, boy, Bidikla Bailo. If you're not looking before a Tashmish, it's not a Bidikla Bailo. Meaning they say, Zikr, you have to look at it before Tashmish, you can't wait till the next day. So what's Pshat? What's Taka Pshat over here that you have to do Bidikla beforehand? There's no Gurm Bakhlal. There's no Migu over here. Since there's a Gurm after Tashmish, you have to do Bidikla, so you have to do beforehand, and there's no Gurm. Doesn't make any sense of her. Bakhura, Pasha Pshat is that if we see, but then we're not Choshish that Tashmish brought it on by Tarit. However, since there's et vasa gurm, there's something which could be gurm it, then Mamela Benegat the terrorist was so machmir that we're going to be choshish, in addition to the kol yadam arba livdik, we're going to make a chiv. There's et vasa gurm over here, there's some sort of gurm here, we're going to be chayiv you to be baidik after any gurm. If we see that we're so machmir Benegat the terrorist, then how can we not be as machmir Benegat the baila to be choshish that maybe she's an eid at the time, if we're being choshish for vaita chashoshreis? When a get a tyrus, if a short labayla, which is a chi of karis, zikr, we have to be choshish. So when we're choshish le tyrus, we also have to be choshish labayla, and make sure b'shach tashmish, that in the chamish, she's there. But that's all going in the Gemara of tyrus labayla. But when a get to bayla, the halacha lemaisa, when we're talking about halacha lemaisa, that there is no tyrus, and we're saying that the rif holds, we don't need b'dikas le tyrus, we're talking about la halacha. Whether we do, we don't. Lebaila, you need bedikas. And since you need a bedika after tashmish, because tashmish could be gurim, therefore you need a bedika before tashmish. Lechur, we're not even choshish. We're only choshish that maybe she's already machmas tashmish because she doesn't have a vet. But we're not choshish tamazay that she saw. What's the effort that she should need a bedika? The truth is that the drisha, he says a different shot. And the emes is that the Ramban in Ksubis, on the riff, he says the shot already. He says in a chanami, the reason why you need a bedikah lifnei tashmish is not because of etzmor chosh for anything. It's just because in a case where she finds dam achar tashmish, how do we know that the dam came achar tashmish? There's no way to prove that the dam came achar tashmish. It could be that the dam was here beforehand. Since the dam was here, the only way that you can know for sure that the dam was machmas tashmish, if you did bedikah before tashmish, she was clean. Then she did bedikah after tashmish, she found dam. Then you know that the dam came machmas tashmish. If you didn't do bedikah before tashmish and you only did after tashmish, then you have no idea that the dam came b'shas tashmish. So how do you know that she's ramat? How do you know that she's seeing machas tashmish? Maybe it was there already beforehand. Milan chanami midino be'etzem, you don't need it. It's just a technical aspect that there's no way to be mevara that it came b'shas tashmish if not for the fact that she did a bedikah beforehand. Milan chanami the bedikah beforehand is only to know that the dam came b'shas tashmish, it didn't come beforehand. Because even if you prove it three times, l'chor, you always have to be choshish that maybe it's going to come. Three times is not enough. You always have to be choshish. In Reya Machmas. Every time you have to be choshish that the dam is going to be good. L'chor. The shail is, though, according to the Rif, l'chor would be much better not to do a bedikah beforehand. Don't do a bedikah beforehand. Do a bedikah afterwards. What are we trying to prove here? We're trying to ruin the lady? We're not trying to ruin the lady. We're trying to be matar the lady. Mamela, she should do a bidika afterwards. If she finds dam, then if she doesn't find anything, she's good to go. And if she finds dam, she could be tailored that it came beforehand. That ataka didn't come. B'shas tashmish. Why are we trying to find a way? So the truth is, he says that it's hein ivisua to prove that she's a raya machas tashmish. Why are we trying to prove that she's a raya machas tashmish? She should do a bidika without being mavar beforehand, and that way she could be tailed. The zaka came shalei b'shas tashmish. That's the first ara. The second akuda is that vos epis that were choishish according to this pshat in the Rif, not like the Rush. We're not choishish that appears to need the taksa. Rather, the chash is that the tashmish is gurim to the riyo. Why? Because since she's alula lemikrim, she doesn't have a day which is gurimer, so it could be any mikrim which causes her to see. Now there's many mikrim that can cause her to see. We saw achilas palpalin can cause her to see. We saw kvitza can cause her to see. There's many different things that can cause a woman to see. So why are we chayshish just here that the woman to see? Why are we be master yourself here and nowhere else? So the pashup shot is because we don't care anybody else. Let's say she sees machmas palpalin. Who cares? It's only when she sees machmas tashmish that it makes a difference. But it's more than that. It's that the bishas when she has palpalin, she could be samech on the fact that she didn't have aragasha. She's allowed to rely on the fact that she never got shot. That's a biru that she didn't see. She doesn't have that biru because maybe she was tossed of argosha shamish. Maybe she had argosha and she didn't realize because of the shamish. There's no way to know, like we saw in the Chavas Das and the last image. There's no way to know b'shas tashmish if she's having argosha or not. But meanwhile, you don't have that biru midalei argosha because maybe she talking didn't have argosha. The shaila is b'chlal. Why do we have to be choshish in the first place? That's really the shaila. Why do we have to be choshish alula lemikrim? If Rav Nashim don't have it, what's the effort that we're choshish for it? L'chur, there's no, according to her mayor, he's choshish even after she's matzik herself. But even according to us, you're right that she's alula lemikrim, but she gets her vest every month, right? Up until now, she's married, she's 20 years old. From the time she's 12 years old till she's 20, she's been getting her vest every month. Sometimes it's 26 days, sometimes it's 29, sometimes it's 32, sometimes it's 27. But she's getting it every month. So why am I choshish that tashmish is a gurim? It could be. The tashmish could possibly be a gurim. But there's no reason to be choshish for that if we see that she's getting her vest every month. Why should I be choshish b'chlal? It could be, machmas, the three ha'aras that we have really on the Rif. The first ha'ara is, where did he see this pshat in the sugya? Like we asked originally. Where did he see? He says that if you machzik yourself three times, that's good. That's not in the sugya. The sugya was either you always have to do bedikas or you never have to do bedikas. Where did he see it in the sugya? The second R is that l'chura would be better not to do bidika beforehand. It's better to do bidika after tashmish. If she doesn't find dam, she's good to go. If she finds dam, she won't be toilet. Why should she be choshish b'chla? Why should she have to do bidika beforehand? And the third R is b'chla, why be choshish that the tashmish is the gurim? If the chash is like the Rosh says, that maybe she's going to be pierced and needed at any time, the Seder, we can understand. You always have to do bidikas. But if you tell me that I'm not choshish for that she's going to be pierced and needed, that Elamai could be that tashmish is the gurim. L'chur, she's getting her vest every single month, every single for years, and without tashmish. Vos epes which b'chayish is that maybe tashmish is also gerim over here. Says the Ravid that that's not pshat on the Rif b'chol. Pshat on the Rif is that in a chanami he paskins not like we thought originally, like b'chaninim and I think this is mechayah b'dikas labayla. He paskins like Rashi that labayla you never need b'dikas. The only time that you need b'dikas, says the Ravid, is dafka in a case where she was raw samach masashmish one time. One time she was raw samach masashmish, then in a chanami, then we have to be choshish. That's why she's going to have to do bedika beforehand. There's already a reyes over here. We already saw that she was Rosa Machmas Tashmish. I don't know if it was Machmas Tashmish Mamish or maybe it was beforehand, but after Tashmish I found out. Memela, now that there's a Reyesa, Stamazai, I wouldn't be Chayesh by a regular lady. And maybe I wouldn't have to do Bedika generally before Tashmish. But now that there's already a Reyesa, Memela, I have to be Chayesh, then in a Hanami, she's a Reyesa Machmas Tashmish, and I have to be Machmas yourself. Kumtais, then in a Hanami, the Sugi is going. If you look at the Rav says he was just. He took the halacha, which is the negiyah to Reyesa Machmas Tashmish, and he zets the nine on Unzer Sugiyah. Betzman has nothing to do with our Sugiyah. According to the Sugiyah, you're not Machmas even Bedikas. It's coming off of the Sugiyah later on, which we hope to see soon. Toner Abanin, Haroi Adam Machmas Tashmish. Mishamesh es Pam Rishayna, Shniya, Vishlishis. Mikan Veilach like Tashamash at Tiskarshat and Asi Lacher. So the Rav is Madaik. What's the Lashon of the Gemara? Haroi Adam Machmas Tashmish. Mishamesh es Pam Rishayna, Shniya, Vishlishis. So how many times do you have till she's Misgarish? Haroi Adam Machmas Tashmish. One. Mishamesh es Pam Rishayna, Shniya, Vishlishis. That's two, three, and four. This is Vosepis. The first one doesn't count because either you didn't check right away afterwards, the Ravid says, some learn, the Master Shekel learns, because you didn't do Bedika beforehand. There was no reason to do Bedika beforehand because there was no reason to be Chayshir Bechlal. It's only after she saw that Master Tashmish one time, oh, now you have to be Master yourself. Now do Bedika before and then afterwards, Mishamesh is Pam Rishayna, Shnei Vashlesh is Bedika before and then afterwards, then in a Hanami, she'll have to be Chayshir that maybe she's a Rei Adam Machas Tashmish. And by being master yourself three times, she could prove that in a Hanami she's takana reyada machas tashmish. That's the source of the Shmaita, which is, I think, a very big hakdama to the halacha. I don't know if the Olam wants to continue with the halacha, or should we leave it for the next, for tomorrow? We'll give it tomorrow, or. What? No? Darylim, half Darylim. If half Darylim didn't see the halacha, then we should probably wait till. Not wait? Today? What does Darylim want? We'll start. And the Seder? Darylim wants. Well, they'll only be finished by tomorrow. That's the shayla. If they don't let me finish by tomorrow, then we're not gonna. What's that? People that weren't here? They finished. Huh? Didn't finish. Maish, what should we do? Today. Maish is Machriya. Okay, we'll start. We'll do part of it, and maybe we'll leave the next time. I don't think that the Olam is going to be to do it. Give another chaburah. We'll start. And we'll do part of the halacha. As a Sif Aleph is the halacha of Isha Shein Lavest Isha Sheyesh Lavest Simin Kofevav. The Mechaber says in Kofevav, he brings in the Shittas Rambam that the halacha is the Isha that has a vest. Isha sheyesh la vesa kavua ina tzricha b'dika klala lifnei tashmish leilachar tashmish adar abba ina la livdik b'pnei b'ala b'shat tashmish b'dei shle yeh liber nekfei v'arama matrich livdik achar tashmish hi b'eid echon v'hu b'eid echon liris b'em shem aros adam b'shat tashmish v'adayt esnu is b'eid gizat minaf kainu tashmish v'svar says rama svar yishen hu ha'ikr v'chein nog. He brings down the din of Isha sheyesh la vesa kavua. Isha sheyesh la vesa kavua, all the Rishayim across the board hold that Isha sheyesh la vesa kavua does not need a bedikas b'shas tashmish b'chlal, and she shouldn't be boyed not before and then not afterwards. The Rambam is the shita yichida. He holds that you don't need, you're not mechayev bedikas beforehand. It's a good idea. It's nuis, but afterwards she needs a bedika. Kiveger points out over here, even if she's metulek as damim, she still needs a bedika. Now, how does the mechaber pasken al halacha? The general klal is stam v'yeshemim. That when the Mechaber brings down a Stam and afterwards he brings down a Yeshemim, then he passes like the Stam. L'chur over here, according to the Klal of Stam Yeshemim, he passes like the Stam. Which is not only the Ramah passes like the Stam, that Isha Sheish Lavesa doesn't need B'dikas, the Mechaber also passes. However, we mentioned in the past, and this is very important for the next Sif, what the Prima Gadim says, in Shin Lamedal Rachain, Shin Lamedal Sifchov Zayin, in the Mishbet Zayzov, Sifchot and Chav Aleph, he says, when he says Ule HaRambam or Veha Rambam, it's not a Yeshem, Vyeshem. When he brings down the Lashon of Veha Rambam, it's Ki'ilu as if he wrote Aval HaRambam. It's Ki'ilu as if he's coming Lafuki from what he said before, and there's no Achra, Lav Dafka, that he's going like this down. Memela, in a Chanami, maybe over here you wouldn't have Achra. Not only that, if you look at the Beis Hillel, the Be'er Hita brings down here something very interesting. He says, "Achshav Nogu Livdik is Atman Shalei Bifnei Ba'al HaKaitim Tashmish." He says that the minig is to be Boydik Shalei Bifnei Ba'al HaKaitim Tashmish. Now, which is like this Rambam L'chera. But it's Merav Sanigra in two reasons. First of all, L'chera, if you want to be Machmer for the Rambam, don't be Machmer to do the B'dika before Tashmish. Be machmer to do b'dika achar tashmish. Achar tashmish, you're mechuyev to do b'dika. Before tashmish is only tznuis. How come you're doing b'dika? If you're doing one of the b'dikas, don't do b'dika before tashmish. Do the b'dika achar tashmish. That's just the aura. The second aura is that l'chur the Gemara says you're not allowed to be b'dik. Elamai, you're allowed to do b'shalei b'fnei b'ayla. That's why the Gemara say that. The Gemara asks, should you be b'dik before tashmish or not? Zok there, no, don't do it. Leave b'nei for your parish. We're talking about one of the Amoraim that asks, should he do it for himself? Tell us to go into the bathroom and do it. Shleibif Nebaila. Nashmoy says that you shouldn't do it b'chlal. You go out of the Diyuk of the Lashon of the Mechaber, it's Adar Rabbah, Ein Leivdik Bifnei Baila B'Shas Tashmish. Mashmoy Shleibif Nebaila is Mutter, but L'chur you could ask on the Mechaber also. L'alach L'maisa, the Minig is, like the Ramah says, Chei Nogu, not like this Beis Hillel, that the Isha Sheish Leves Kavua is not Poetik B'Shas Tashmish, not Bifnei Baila, and not Shleibif Nebaila. That is the Minig. That's the Falaf. The base is really the Hemshech of the Chabur that we just said, and that's the Shitas of what's the Halacha by Isha She'en Laves Kavua. Does she have to do B'dikas or not? So it says the Mechaber is Toysim at the beginning. There's three Shitas we basically came out with. Shitas Rashi, you never have to do B'dikas. Shitas Harach, you always have to do B'dikas. And Shitas Harif, you have to do B'dikas three times. The Mechaber only brings down two out of the three Shitas. He doesn't bring down the Shitas Rashi that you never have to do B'dikas. He starts off with Shitas Arif, Imein Laves Kavua, Shalish Pomim Arishenim, Tzrich Livdek Adem Tashmish, Rachar Tashmish, Hu Beit Shalai, Hi Beit Shalai, Im Huchs, Gabay Tzikim Pomim Shein Roi Mas Tavas Tashmish, Shuvin Tzrich B'dikas Klal, Lo Yifnei Tashmish, Lo Yachar Tashmish. He cites him like the Shitas that hold, you never need B'dikas. Hu Leha Rambam Veha Rosh, according to Rambam Veha Rosh, the Halacha is, Kol Zman Shein Laves Tzrich B'dikas, Lo Yifnei Tashmish, Lo Yifnei Tashmish, Rachar Tashmish. The Rambam Asrach Shagam Abaliyim Degas Machar Tashmish, he brings down as the second Shita, Rambam Veha Rosh, then in the Chanam, you always need B'dikas, this is Shitas Harach, that you always need B'dikas before and after Tashmish. How does the Mechaber Paskin? So L'chur, if you go into the Klal of Stam Yeshermim, he passes like the Rif, say something like the Rif, can I get the Yeshermim? The Rambam, however, if you go with the Prima Gadon that we just said, V'Harambam V'Harosh, he's saying it's Kilu Aval V'Harambam V'Harosh, it's Kilu Azubi Yichardik. Not only that, we know that the Klal is, we didn't mention this at the beginning of the last Chaburah, but we should have. And that is the Beis Yosef writes in his Akdama that we paskin like the three Gederli Arishenim LaHalacha, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. How he says, how are we going to be Machriya and who we paskin like? He says, I'm going to take the three Arishenim LaHalacha, Bezdin, and we always go like the Rav of the Bezdin. If they all paskin the same way, Matzev Manoim. However, that's Kamat. Not Kamat. Very often, that's not the case. We always go like two out of the three. Now, it happens to be that 98 times out of 100, the two out of the three is the Rif and the Rambam. Kenega the Rosh. If it's two that hold one way, it's the Rif and the Rambam. Kenega the Rosh. But Mela, that's why generally we go like the Rif and the Rambam. The Mechaber passes like the Rif and the Rambam. Kenega the Rosh. On that, the Beis Yosef says, first of all, that's the minig of the Svardim. That's not the minig of the Gedolei Rishonim Ashkenazim. You left out all the rest of the Rishonim Ashkenazim, which is Be'etzim the Shitas HaRosh, which is about the Bali Atesis and the Smag and the Smak, and these are the Gedolei Rishonim. And you're going like the Rif and the Rambam, that's terrific, but they're from the same base medrash. Ramelo, the Rach also, Betzim, it's from the same base medrash. The Rosh is from a different base medrash. Here we have, Ramelo, that's why the Ramah says he's going to be Magia and say the Minig of the Ashkenazim, not like the Beis Yosef. Over here we have it that the Rambam and the Rosh passing Kenegi the Rif. Ramelo, L'chur, we should go like the Rambam and the Rosh, even though he says him, Perfat Lafidus Prima Godim, he's really Ule HaRambam. But not only that, he's going like the Mashmois is that he's going like the Rambam. Now it's not clear how does the Rambam paskin. It seems like he's coming off of the Lashon of the Rambam. He says,
the Mechaber says, if either Rambam you have to do bedikos, says the Rambam, ve'ein tzrichim livdik atzmam achar kol tashmish v'tashmish reisim b'layla echon. You don't have to be bedik after every single tashmish. You look at the you can do bedikos and wait till the next day. What's the Rambam talking about? Who's doing bedikos? According to, you're not doing bedikos every tashmish. Mashmash is, he's going like the Rif, like the Rambam. And if you look at the Teres HaShalom, he says that Mefurish. He says, Rav, how could the Shachas Chaylik on the Ramah? He says, the Rambam, the Rush, the Tur, the Mechaber, the Ramah, they all paskin like the Shita Tarach. They always need a Bedikas beforehand. So it's not clear exactly, it's not Mefurish in the Mechaber how he paskins. But in the Hanami, the some of the Achrayim learn that the Mechaber goes like the Shita Tarach. Now, the Shach here is Meirich, and Be'etzem, all he comes out with is the Shita Saravid that we mentioned. He goes like the Shita Saravid. He says that the Beis Yosef quoted part of the Ravid, he didn't quote their whole Ravid, but the Shita Saravid is that according to the Rif, you do not have to do Bedikas Kedem Tashmish unless she had a Reis already. She was once Reis Machmas Tashmish, then she has to be Machmas herself. Standard woman who gets married does not have to be Machmas himself as the Ein Reis Machmas Tashmish. Now, how do we paskin? There's really now four Shitas over here. We have Shitas Rashi, you never need Bedikas. That's not even mentioned over here. Then we have the Shitas HaRambam, you always have to do Bedikas. And two Pshatim in the Rif. Either every woman who gets married has to do be Machmas herself, or no, only a woman is Reis Machmas Tashmish has to be Machmas herself in Shach. Says the crazy place, see, don't go like the Shach, can I get the Pashas of the Mechaber? No way. You can't be making like the Shach. Says Rav Moshe, we pass like the Shach Maker Adin. Zikr, we pass like the Shach Maker Adin. However, Roy Lahachmi. So, what's Lamaita? So, that's a very good question, what's Lamaita? It depends who you ask. In Lakewood, they teach it. I asked somebody, one of the Madrichi Chassanim here in the mirror, he says, yeah, of course he teaches it. I've spoken to many people here, never heard of it. We didn't learn this before we got married. No way. So what's the pshat? L'chor, the pashas is that Shitas Rashi, that you don't have to do any bedikas, is not even brought down halacha. Elamai, we don't pass like him. Elamai, we pass like him. Either you always need bedikas, or, like the Rif, the three first times you need bedikas, all the Rishonim except the Ravid learned without the Rif, that you need bedikas. Every single woman that gets married needs bedikas. It's only the Ravid that comes up, and the Shach that takes this Ravid and runs with it, that only the woman that had the Reis of Machmas Tashmish, she's the one that has to be Machmas herself. But all the Rishonim don't learn that way. So first episode we're going to go, we'll take a Shita Yechidah in a Shita Yechidah. Mamash, the Rif is the Chorim Rafta Nigras. Can I get the Pashas of the Gemara? Right? The Gemara says you either always need B'dikas or never need B'dikas. Comes along the Rif, the Shita Yechidah, no, three times. In the Shita of the Rif, we take another Shita Yechidah that holds that you don't need B'dikas unless you were Rasta Machmas Tashmish one time. First episode, the Chorim, the Pashas of the Dishmi Mechayev. Kama v'kama Peskei Zmanenu, not even Peskei Zmanenu, even in the earlier, they bring it down, they bring down the Halacha, the Chochmas Adam, the Kesu Plesi, many of the earlier Peskei they bring down, and the Chanami is Pashi, you have to master yourself, and Kama v'kama Peskei, they say that you should master yourself. However, many of them say that it's only Roy Lachmer, like the Lashon of Yesh Lachmer, Roy Lachmer, it's Kedai to do it, most people should. It's Mashma that, it's not Mekar Adin, Shalas Harvot. So, the truth is that Rav Shittas, like we mentioned, Rav Shittas here are that you don't need Bedikas like the Rif and the Rambam. Like the Rambam and the Rush. There's Shittas Rashi. Rashi is not the Shittas Yechidah, just to clarify. Even though it's not brought down here, it's Rashi, Tesvis, it's the Sefer HaTruma, it's the Ritva, it's the Balamar. There's many, many Shittas that hold Eshkol, I think. There's many Shitas that hold, the Gedolei Rishonim that hold that you don't have to do Bedikas ever. The Rush Meikra then says that I hold like Rashi. He says, I don't want to be Limulani Libi Lahokal, can I get a Rach? But in Pshat and the Gemara, he went like Rashi, that you don't need Bedikas. Many, many Rishonim hold that you don't need Bedikas. Then there's a Rif, who also goes not like the Rambam and the Rach. You only need it three times. So Rav Shitas, Dainu, there's three different Shitas. Do you always need, never need, or three times? Two out of those three Shitas hold that you don't need every time. Mele Pashas, we shouldn't go like the Shitas that hold you need every time. Now, Bedas the Rif. So fine. Well, we won't go like the Mekel Shita that holds you never need Bedikas. We'll go like the Rif that you need Bedikas every three times. Now, but that's the Rif. Yesh La'ayin Bizmanenu. What's the Roiv woman, what was the whole chash according to the Rif that you have to be chayshish? This woman doesn't have a vest kavua, so who knows what's going on her? That's if roiv women have a vest kavua. Kiloshan of the tour and the mechaber that we saw in the beginning of Kuf Peidalid, roiv hanoshim yeshlan vestes liris bizman yodua. Roiv women have a vest kavua. So Mamela, we have this weird woman, she doesn't have a vest kavua. So then vasepis, what's going on her to see? Could be that mikra going on to see. But let's say roiv nashim don't have a vest kavua. As a matter of fact, it's a novelty when we see a woman that has a vest kavua. You know that there was a lady in Lakewood a few years ago that had 14 months in a row she saw on the same day. That was like 14 months, so what? That was an olden days. That's how everybody was. And you tell that to somebody now, there's no way. 14 times? Can't design. The most that we came up with was 3 or 4 here. So, no one sees more than 3 or 4 times in the same. Mamela, the pashtus is that a woman doesn't have a vest kavua. And even so, she sees every single month. And it's nothing to do with mikra mechlal. It's not a mikra mechlal. There's no reason to be chayshish whatsoever that there's a mikra. The fact that she doesn't have a vest is not a reis so to be chayshish that it's a mikra mechlal that's going with her. Because there's nothing that's specific. All women are like that. Memeila and Echanami, the mitzias bizmanenu lachero would advise more like the pshat to be semech, at least on the other pshat on the rift, that only once she saw, once, machmas tashpish, then we have to be chayshish. Maybe that could be Madaik, the Lashon of the Ramesh. Ramesh has a few truths about this. And one of the places he says that the Lachas ha-emes imashach and chela gimel nun gimel. Nun. He says the emes imashach mitzara din mitzara mitzius. What does it mean mitzara mitzius? What does he mean? Maybe the Pasha says that a woman is not very mahasashmish. But maybe it's even deeper than that. It's more than that. The whole chash of the riff is that vast effort that this woman is seeing shalem. She doesn't have a regular kvius. It must be that mikra margarim. No, mikra margarim. Well, one more halacha, just because I think it's a hemshech, and then we'll stop there. That is, at what time could a woman be mastering herself as the inner ramach tashmish? Like the riff. I know many people go that lachol apach is roi lachmer, like the riff, to be mastering herself as the inner ramach tashmish. At what point could a woman do this? So the truth is, lashon mechaber is, first 3 times. However, any Madrich Hassanim will tell you, for a woman who's getting married for the first time, that she should not be masking herself immediately. Why should she not be masking herself immediately? Because there's Damasum. Shash Damasum. Memela, she shouldn't be masking herself right away. She's going to find Damasum. She finds Dam, it's not a Raya Bechlal. Lulu Dimisafina Mina, I would say no. Do a bediko. If you don't find anything, not the first time. First time, damasum. Second time, do a bediko. You don't find anything, you're good to go. You do something, you find dam, then you don't have to be worried. It's damasum. The answer to that is because we don't want to be matami or damasum. Then we'll get to simin kufta di gimel beis Hashem. Whether or not you have to look in the second tashmish, do you have to look at the second bia, do you have to see whether or not there's dam? That will get to beis Hashem and kufta di gimel. However, Mamela, they say, till you know for sure that there's no damasulim, and by certain people, it's not uncommon that it could take a number of months till this vada that they have no damasulim. Could be that some came out and then more and more. Mamela, it could take a number of months. They say the first 3 months or the first 6 months, don't do it. Now, after 6 months, it's common that a woman could be expecting by that time. Once she's ready, Mr. Lekis Damam, the halacha is that even according to the Mechaber, the Rambam that holds that every woman that doesn't have a vest needs bedikas, if she's mislaik is dumb, she doesn't need bedikas. There's no chash. Bemela, there's no chash that she's a rei machas tashmish when she's mislaik is dumb. Therefore, you can't be machzik yourself that you're not a rei machas tashmish if there's no tzad that you're going to be during that time. Bemela, during those times, you can't be machzik yourself. So kumtais, the first 6 months, she's not going to do el dumbest woman. After that, she's expecting. It's 9 months, she can't do it. After that, 24 months. That she's a minekes, that she's mislekes damim. She can't be mastic herself. So then the place can start clearing. Maybe she could be mastic herself during the 24 months of that she's a minekes, because even though in din she's mislekes damim, but b'mitzias most women are not mislekes damim. Interestingly enough, there's many places manenu that say, what do you mean? Even as manenu, you can't be mastic yourself. A woman that sees she's minekes 24 months. Month 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, she sees always on the same day. Chof, 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 every single month. She's not a kavei ves. Says that, Minek is not a kavei ves. 12 times, each one's a mikra. She's a mislek islam. But then when it comes to this, she's not a mislek islam, because she's not a mislek islam. So you have to know exactly where. But the Pasha says that in a Hanami, in Dinshis, it's like a dumb, many places, say she can't be master herself. Kumtais, we're handling already, we're holding almost 3.5 years after she's married, that she didn't have a chance to be master herself. Not only that, a woman that didn't become pregnant, at what point in the month can she be master herself? Can she be master herself during the time that she has a vest Trumas Adeshin? In other words, she never sees before day 25 of the convention. Can you be master yourself in those days? You never see during those days. So Chassam Sofer says over here in the Agro, he says, no, you can't be master yourself in those days. She never sees during those days. Now we said, according to the way that the Ran learned, that the Chashash is that Tashmish is going to be Gern, maybe you could be master yourself in those days. The Shevet Levi says, B'dievet, if you were master yourself, you could be Semi Chonin. And that's about the Shochan goes, even the Chachila, you can be master yourself in those days. In a Chanami, you could be master yourself in those days. But many places, the Chassam Sofer and others, are taught that no, you shouldn't be master yourself in those days. Kumtais, you have the window, the woman that always sees between day 28 and 31, she has a window of 3 days that she could be master herself, and generally half those days she's out there anyhow because it's in abandonness and the day that she saw. So you take her month to be master herself. So we want to know why Lamaisa Lahalacha, many people are not taught this. So in addition to what you just said beforehand, that there's many shittas that hold Lamaisa that Yitaka don't need, and even in the Rif it's a Machlaikis, and the Metzias is like the Rif. But Mitzvah, even if you go not like the Pshat on the right of it, and you have to be mastering yourself according to the Rif, it's very difficult for practice to find the practical time that you could be mastering yourself. Some people that find themselves 10 years after they're married, like, oh, we just learned for the first time, it's an need to be mastering yourself. We never did that. Should we do that now? So says the Shevet Levi, if it's 10 years after the time after you're married, the biggest raya that you're not already mastering is because you never found out mastering. That's the biggest raya. And some people say, it depends. If you're always Mitzvah at that time, there's no raya. Or you never checked. Even if you never checked, there should have been something. But Lamaisa and Echanami, Lachari, if you never had a chance in 10 years afterwards, then maybe there's still an Indian. However, if you had chances and you just never got around to it, you just found them out now, then in Echanami, the person says there's no reason to check. You're ready, the very fact that a woman never found, in Echanami, she does not have to check after so long. At what point does she check? A woman that is going to check, at what point does she check? So she should check as close to Tashmish as possible. Some say within half an hour, as Shevet Levi says. Some say, B'shol Shoriveris, L'shamash is based on. When she stops doing anything else, she finishes brushing her teeth. She's getting ready for bed. That's the time. She's Shoriveris from everything else, to get L'shamash is based on. And afterwards, she should do a B'dika also. And most places can say that the B'dika should be L'chatchila B'chern in the stocking. If that's difficult for her, then this is the Chavas Das over here, it's brought down the Pesach Tshuva, that she could do a Kinuach, be Masik it there, or she brings it down. However, Rav Preisim says she should do Chayim Mistachim. So just to be Masakim, we really stopped in the middle over here a little bit, but we did, it's a Hemshech of the Sugyo, just to come out in the Shitas. To Masakim what we have four Shitas in the Rishonim, Shalosh Shein Arba, you have Shitas Rashi, that you never knew B'dikas, for a woman that doesn't have vest, Kol HaBayi Lo Yiboy B'diko, Shitas Arach, you always need B'dikas. And in the Rift, there's two pshatim. A woman needs b'dikas three times. Is that everyone who gets married needs b'dikas to be master herself? Or only if she had a reyes, so she needs those b'dikas? Rav Rishonim learned that every woman who gets married, and that's how the Beis Yosef learns, and that's how he passes the halacha, that every woman, he says to him, that every woman needs to be master herself as a nerei mahastashmish, and brings down only the shita sarach as a yeshemim, that every woman needs b'dikas. How he passes the halacha, that's a very difficult thing to be aware, because many people, even in the minig of the Erlam, it seems the Shach says that Chayin Amadabar not to do B'dikas at all. Says the Torah Shalom, if that's your minig B'seder, but if it's not your minig, don't do that. So, what's the minig B'zmanenu? Depends who you ask. Some people yes, some people no. There is no clear minig. If a person is already married a number of years, they wouldn't have to do it. And if a person is now getting married or just got married, then there is a roi lahachmir, but it has to be done at a time that they could be maxing themselves as a inner ray mahastashmish.